So the difference is dramatic. In our study, we look at passage rates from 1880 to the present. If we go way back in time to 1880, bills from smaller places, 63% of them pass. Bills from big cities, only 34%. So we're talking almost 2-to-1. If we look at 1940, it's 70% versus 41%. So it's still close to 2-to-1. Over time, an enormous gap.
That's pretty statistically significant.
Yeah, it's a dramatic difference.
It doesn't seem to involve party. It doesn't seem to be a rural-urban divide. Talk a little bit more about what you found actually was at the root of this.
Yes, yeah, so we were astonished. We were sure this was going to be party, and we were wrong. We were sure it was going to be an urban-rural divide, and we were wrong. We were sure it was going to be about race, and we were even wrong there. And that we're still puzzling over. What we instead find overwhelmingly across the country, every kind of state, is that the problem big cities have is the problem of managing large delegations. And that the larger the delegation gets, the more trouble they have getting their bills through.
I think of this sometimes in terms of it's easy for one or two people to pick pizza toppings, but if you get 30 people in a room, forget it.
Yeah, and that's exactly, that's our story, that one person has no trouble picking toppings. One person just picks up the phone and orders the pizza and gets what he or she wants. But you get 30 people in the room discussing toppings, and they'll never get around to ordering the pizza. It's a wonderful metaphor for what we find. And the other people in the legislature are going to take their cues from the members of the local delegation. So if there's only one person representing a small place in the state, that one person says, my place wants this, and everybody else says, fine, we don't care, we'll pass it. But if you have 10 people or 12 people from Birmingham, those people, if they can't reach agreement, will not be able to present a united front, and therefore the rest of the legislature is going to say, we don't know what you want, therefore we won't pass anything dealing with Birmingham.
You said you were surprised at these findings. How does this change the thinking from a political science perspective when you look at cities and legislatures?
Part of what it does is this reorients us to some extent from thinking about the problems cities have in state legislatures being external problems, problems of managing relations with suburbs and rural places, and instead thinking about them as internal problems of how to coordinate a legislative delegation. It gets us to realize that there's in fact a legislative process taking place here. And that it's not simply the case that the legislature is a monolithic unit that hates big cities, that hates New York or hates Chicago or Detroit or Birmingham, but that the legislature is a dynamic group of people who have to deal with one another, and that if we really want to understand what's going on with the legislative process, we need to pay attention to the people who sit there in the state capitol.
So is there a lesson here for lawmakers or cities? It seems like in a certain respect, you can just have to throw up your hands and say, the bigger we get, the more problems we have.
The lesson here is not big cities should have fewer representatives. That's ludicrous. But the lesson is, I think, these representatives need to talk to one another more and need to recognize that none of them is going to be able to get her or his legislative priorities through for their big city if they aren't all willing to work together and affect some sort of compromise. And sometimes those compromises are possible, and sometimes they're not. But if the delegation can't get its act together, they can't expect the rest of the legislature to back their bills.